Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you are listening to Thriving Thursday. You know, the month is winding down. This is almost the end of July. How exciting. This is what, July 26th. And so as the month winds down, of course, you know, we're going into August. So that leaves what, August, September, October, November, and a part of December. So really, you have about maybe 4.5 months to kind of turn it on and turn it up and make your goals happen. All month long, we've been talking about things you can do to claim your independence. If you're working on a job and you absolutely don't like the job and you have some feel for what your purpose is, your gifts and talents are, and you truly want to step out, or you're in business and things just aren't going the way you would like. You're like a slave to the business and you can hardly wait for the day to be over and you're wondering if it is all worth it. Well, that's not independence. But the way you claim your independence, of course, is by positioning yourself to do life with power, which is all about being empowered to get the results that you're after. And most of us want to have that passive income coming in. And in coming shows, we're going to talk about that. But today we're going to talk about building success through influence and making that people connection to get your results. A lot of times, in order to get the relief that you need, to find the exciting career that you're looking for, to build that most amazing business that you've been working so hard to build, most of the answers are within other people. Making that people connection, people that can help you, people that can share some wisdom and provide you with some of the things that you need. So today, that's what we're going to talk about, building success through influence. And if you really want to be independent, then you truly want to understand what it means to connect with others, what it means to work, be able to work with others, and what it means to not make it all about just you and your world. Because when you do that, your world becomes awfully small. And listen, that's just hard work all the way around. But before we get to that, there's a couple of things that I want to mention to you guys. Starting August 3rd, we have veterans in the house. These are veterans who have left the military and they have started their businesses. They are thriving in their businesses. They're going to share their wisdom with you. And if you're listening to this and you say, you know what, I'm not a veteran, that doesn't matter. You're about to get some insight into what it takes to have discipline, what it takes to create strategies, winning strategies for your life, as well as what it takes to create those winning strategies for business. So if you're about to start a business, you want to tune into this and check out these amazing veterans, because they're going to bring you the best of the best. They're going to bring you wisdom that will, well, take you where you want to go. So that's starting August 3rd. We're going to dominate our Fridays with veterans in the house. Also, want to give you a quick reminder of our Live with Purpose Goal Planner. It's now available. We have limited copies. They are selling. And so once we run out, you guys, that's going to be it. because I really only kind of commissioned them to put together a certain amount. So once they're gone, then we are not going to get any more in. So you want to be sure that you order yours now. Reserve your copy. They are, you can find out more about them, and they're just amazing. They're so comprehensive. And you can find out more at designeryourlifetoday.com. You can check it out. It's really nice. And for those of you that are thinking, you know what, I can put my goals on my cell phone, that's great. But studies have shown that people that actually take the time to mind map out their goals, create a better strategy, and actually write out their goals, they have a tendency to follow the goals that they set. They have a tendency to stay on course. And also, because the planner includes your daily schedule, places for you to put your daily schedule, and also for you to do your month at a glance. So you're going to write all of this out. And as I said, the studies show that people who do that, they actually achieve more. And so check it out and get your copy. If you're in direct sales or sales of any kind, you definitely want this planner. So having been in sales, I know exactly what salespeople need. Okay, let's get on with our show. We're going to talk about building success through influence and the value of making that people connection if you want to get the results. As I said at the beginning, in order to truly be independent, to claim that independence that you're looking for, you need to make the right connections. Now, of course, having a thriving business, that's also the key, or the key to having a thriving business is about the people that you're connected to, the people that you actually get to know, the people that you are putting in your circles. And of course, the people that you put in your circles, you want people that are productive, people that are making things happen, people that are willing to collaborate and connect with you. You share with them, they share with you. So in order to really be truly independent, you got to make a people connection. And so for people who are listening to this and you say, you know what, I want to quit my job because I don't like the people that I work with. Listen, if you don't like everybody that you work with, okay, first of all, you probably need a different career. But the other side to that coin is it's not necessarily about the job. So you want to take a look and see who at that place of business, who can you make a connection to? I'll give you a really quick example. There is a lady that I know who left her job to start a business, and it was a consulting business. Well, she didn't like the job, and she didn't like certain people that she connected with on a daily basis, the people that she worked with in her immediate circle. But she was smart enough to do her job, keep her mouth closed, and not send all of that discontent towards them. And she got along with them, and she became very likable by the manager and the owner of that company. So once she left the company, they actually hired her back as an independent contractor and asked her to come and do some consulting for them. And so she really got a pretty good sized check for doing that. So you want to keep that in mind, that people truly, it's truly your connection to where you want to go. You know, everything is centered around the people that you connect yourself to. So you want to pay attention to your circle. And in order for you to successfully connect to people, if you say, well, how do I actually make that connection? How do I become this person of influence so that when I leave my job, or if the business that I'm running that I want and I want it to go to the next level, how can I successfully become this person of influence? Well, the key to becoming a person of influence, we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to give you actually three strategies to help you become a person of influence. And when you can successfully implement these, now there are other keys to making that happen, other keys to you becoming a person of influence, but these three will get you started and they will get you up and running. Now, if you want the rest of the keys and you want to understand more about how to become a person of influence, and you really need that, what I call that hands-on practice and that interaction so that you can get the appropriate feedback, you can go to designeryourlifetoday.com /get results. Check out our online coaching. It's awesome. And so you're going to get some really great feedback. You're actually going to be able to interact with me and interact with others and get the feedback that you need, the live feedback, so that when you step out, you've already practiced and you are ready and it's showtime for you. So when you are able to successfully connect to people, then you're going to get what you want. And even if they don't know what you want or have what you want, they know someone who does have what you want, or they can help you get it, help you make more connections. So you want to, you know, keeping in mind that the object is to make sure that you always think win-win as you become a person of influence, when you can keep that in mind from day one as your foundation for becoming that person of influence, for making connections to others. When you keep that in mind, it becomes a lot easier for you to step out and meet people that you need to meet. So let's get to our three strategies, because today is a short show. Today is Thriving Thursday. I'm actually celebrating a friend of mine's birthday. And so I'm excited about that. And so it's definitely going to be a short show because I got to go find a present. So I don't want to be the only one showing up to the party with no present. Okay. Or with a lame present. And I've been thinking about this gift for like a month, and I finally figured out where to find it. So I've got to go get it today. All right, back on track. The three strategies to keep in mind for being a person of influence. First of all, know the results that you want. Okay, who do you want in your circle? Not necessarily, it doesn't specifically have to be a person that you know by name. It could be. You may already know the people by name that you actually want to make a connection to, the people that you want to meet. However, if you don't know, you say, well, I don't know anyone. I just know the results that I want. Well, in that respect, then identify the qualities that the person has, or identify what the person does for a living, or identify, you know, their type of business that they're in, and identify, just come up with whatever qualities. Are they a six-figure plus person? Are they a millionaire? Are they billionaire status? Because that's your goal, your ultimate goal. And I want to say this to you, if your ultimate goal is to become a billionaire, you want to begin with the end in mind, of course, which means if you can meet a billionaire, by all means, meet a billionaire and be prepared to open your mind and learn a lot. But sometimes you have to work your way up to meeting people on that level. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can just send an email or pick up the phone and call. Depends on the person. I know that's how I met my first multimillionaire. I actually picked up the phone and called him. So the second one I just stopped by his office, and it just so happens that he was actually there that day, and normally he isn't. He had to come in because there were several people that were out sick. It was like flu season. So I'm like, okay, unfortunate the people had the flu. So cool for me that they were out because he had to come in. They were that shorthanded. So my point is, know the types of people that you want to meet if you don't have specific names, but know the results that you want. That's going to help you identify the qualities that you're looking for, the quality of the person that you're looking for. Second thing is demonstrate your credibility. A lot of times when people go and meet people, they often go with the idea in mind that that person is going to either give them a handout, or that person is going to do everything for them and just make it really easy for them. Okay, I'm kind of talking about myself. When I first started in business years ago, honestly speaking, that's what I was thinking. I thought, you know what, when I meet these, you know, the first millionaire that I met, I thought, this is so cool. He's a millionaire. And he is rolling in dough. So he's going to cut me like a small check or something. And he's going to help me get the seed capital I need to make my business thrive. And let's see, to this day, how much has he given me? Let me think. Other than buying me an occasional lunch every now and then, not one thin dime. But the knowledge that he shared with me and the information and all the help that he gave me, you know what? I didn't need his money, but I needed what he had in his head. And as a result, I couldn't go just asking for money. In other words, I was not yet credible. I didn't have a track record. I was a rookie getting started. But here's the thing. When you want to become a person of influence, okay, this isn't just about you starting out as a rookie. This is about you becoming a person, ultimately the go-to person. And in order for you to become the go-to person, as a rookie, yeah, make those connections. Okay, but learn your craft really well. Well, didn't take me long to establish a track record. And if I want to give you a time frame, it took me less than 90 days to prove that I was a go-getter, that I had what it took, and that I knew enough about my craft to take things to the next level. That involved a lot of burning the candles at both ends. So I was able to demonstrate my credibility. People could ask me questions, and I was able to rattle those answers off. So you can do that. Or another way to demonstrate your credibility is to demonstrate the consistency of your skills in your daily performance. And eventually you're going to develop a track record. And so when you can develop those consistencies of your skills, in your daily performance, and now you have that track record, which that could happen in 90 days or less too. Now people are going to start to say your name. They're going to start to talk about you. And of course you need to put yourself in the line of fire and position yourself so that people can talk about you. How do you do that? You see what you can bring to the table for other people. And when we talk about bringing something to the table for other people, you truly want to think more about what's in it for them. You already know what's in it for you. So think about what's in it for them and how you can help them. The third and final point that I have for today is invest time into getting to know the people you want to influence. What group do you want to influence? What circles do you want to go into and become that go-to person, the person that people think of before they think of anyone else? And whatever group that is, then you want to invest time in getting to know the people that you want to influence, the people that are in that group, the people that, well, actually, they already are people of influence. Doesn't mean there's not room for you. I went into a group like that, and everybody in there, they were heavy hitters. And I was the so-called low man on the totem pole. But guess what? I had demonstrated my consistency I demonstrated my credibility in having consistency in my daily performance. And I started to develop a seriously good track record. And I carved out my niche as to what made me different. And why did I deserve to be amongst the people who were people of influence? So you want to invest time in getting to know those people. And then at some point, people are going to want to get to know you. This is how you start to become a person of influence. Now, as I said, there's more to it than that, you guys. And if you want to practice it, you want to get the other points, then go to designeryourlifetoday.com/get-results. And you can check out our online coaching there. You can register for our next sessions, and you can become a part of it. And it's really great. You don't have to worry about missing anything. If you're on a job, everything that we do, even though we start out doing it live, we record everything that we do so that if you miss it, you can play catch up and you can send your questions in and you can have answers when you get home. Or, well, I start to say check your answers at work. But you know what? I'm kind of a stickler for if you're being paid to do a job, don't cheat. You know, do that job. Believe me, it's about the integrity of really the energy that you're putting out. It's the integrity of doing what you're paid to do and respecting the fact that someone hired you to do a job. And when you can do that, you're going to be surprised how that energy carries over into your business. So your answers will be waiting for you when you get a free moment, lunchtime, or whenever you get home. Listen, that is all I have for you guys today, except to remind you to go to designeryourlifetoday.com or to go to our Facebook page at called Designing Your Life Today and check us out there. Click the like button and hang out with us. We've got some great things that are coming on our Facebook page in the month of August. So you really want to make that connection. You're going to get to know some of the veterans in the house. And in addition to listening to them on our podcast, you're going to get to hear from them kind of firsthand on our Facebook page. So connect with us. It's just time to take it up a notch, you guys. That's all I have. Enjoy your weekend and do life with power by being magnificent.